Blog Talk Radio.
I really, really should have pressed start a few seconds earlier. I'm Anita, and this is Rambles, and thank you for listening. And yes, I do plan on doing another episode in November, and I apologize for doing this November episode when November only has like a week left. But I appreciate you guys for listening. So yeah, today I will be talking about Thanksgiving. The holiday, most people are like, whatever, you know. It used to be the day we went shopping. I actually did a blog about it. It was not for another blog, but it was a blog post. And if anybody would like to read my blog, I can email you a link. So, yeah, just let me know and you can read my work about the other holiday. I don't have anything against Thanksgiving. It's turkey. It's like Christmas without gifts, and it's not the time, but it is the beginning of an interesting season. Not just Christmas, but it does coincide with Christmas. It's the makeup time. You know, when people are wanting to make up for just being horrible, those other 46 weeks of the year, it's like, I know I was a jerk, and I lied, and I cheated, but it's the holidays. I want you to forgive me. I've known people like that. I knew somebody like that in high school. It was like, okay, but you were a jerk and everything else. And frankly, I was stupid for forgiving her for that stuff. Because it's like, don't use Christmas spirit as a time to make up for it. Like, that's to me the biggest insult of this whole season. Like, it's when Christ, nobody knows when Christ was born. That's my thing. And second with Thanksgiving, it's family. Or loved ones. I guess I should say loved ones because I don't really have a relationship with my own. And I know some people will be like, well, how? I'm an adult and I have loved ones. I'm just not biologically related to them. I call my surrogate mom once a week. I have other friends. I'm okay. So back to the topic. Thanksgiving is a time of turkey and dressing. And you may or may not see your kids. If you're in America, because, again, it's an American holiday, you know, the Indians, well, back when I was in school, they were called Indians. Now it's Native Americans. The Native Americans and the Pilgrims sat down and had turkey and dressing, and then the Pilgrims turned around and killed them. The end. I know that sounds so negative, but that's pretty much it. The Pilgrims basically overthrew the Indians, and now the Indians are Native Americans. I'm so used to saying, but that's where I grew up, not being me. The Native Americans were overrun by Europeans, and now they're pretty much in reservations with casinos. It sounds horrible, but that's pretty much it. So you don't even have ham, which for Christmas makes no sense, because if Jesus was a Jew, Jesus was a Jew in Jerusalem, which is in the Middle East, so why is there ham to celebrate this? It's not like Christmas trees, but I'm going off on a tangent, but again, the name of this show is Ramble, so you're getting what you expect this from me, and thank you for being okay with it. So there's turkey, dressing, may or may not have a bean casserole, yams, or sweet potatoes, pumpkin pie. I'm more of a sweet potato. I grew up in the South. It's sweet potato pie. I mean, pumpkins are okay. I like decorating them for Halloween, and they're fun. And every now and then, I may have a pumpkin spice latte, but I'm still going to go with my sweet potato pie or the pumpkin pie. Well, I mean, not pumpkin pie, pecan pie. See, blame for it. Thank you. But, yeah, that's pretty much Thanksgiving. Or it's also the day when you start shopping for Christmas. Some people, and I've done my share of Black Friday shopping on Thanksgiving, being outside of Old Navy after going to my friend's place. I did not cook the food because I have limited cooking skills, and they are perfectly okay with it. So I picked up something from like Sam's or Publix. I don't remember. But yeah, I picked up something there, and I brought it to their place, and nobody got sick. And even when I lived in Houston, I ended up moving on Thanksgiving And then I went to a coworker's house and I brought something to drink. I don't remember what, because this was like in 2013. And yeah, but that's it. Thanksgiving is no longer a, it's there. Like, you may or may not cook the turkey. Some say turkey, some say dressing, some say stuffing. I've had both. I prefer grandma's homemade dressing with butter. It's also the beginning of the weight gain time, because I say, who's really doing anything between Thanksgiving and February 2nd? That's basically everything shut down except for stores, because people are going to go shopping, going back to the whole beginning of the shopping season, Thanksgiving. You eat your food. You may or may not eat at home, at somebody's home, or you may eat in the parking lot of a store that starts their sales on Thanksgiving. And yes, there are people who do that. And then you go into the store, and you may or may not be trampled. I really think Thanksgiving shopping should be an Olympic sport. Have it, and I even discussed this with some coworkers when I was working in oil and gas, have it as a winter Olympic sport at Mall of America, because it's like the biggest mall in the world. So just have it there. Here's the list. Go through. Don't die. I've never been trampled during Thanksgiving shopping. A miracle. And it's actually, every time I went, people have been pretty respectful. I mean, I was tired. One time I was sort of really grumpy, and that was after moving into my apartment and then going to the coworker's place on the other side of town. I was living in Houston. And then, because I didn't plan on moving that day, I didn't have a bed, so I was like, okay, I'm going to go to the Walmart near her place to get an inflatable mattress, because I plan on having a mattress delivered, but it's like, I'm going to sleep in my own place. And then someone was like, well, why are you so grumpy? I've had a long day of moving and traveling. Yes. It wasn't just the crowd. Well, yeah, partially. But then who doesn't expect a crowd at a store? It was a Walmart on Thanksgiving Eve. That was my fault, but that's, again, I wanted a bed or something comfortable to sleep in that wasn't the floor. Then I could have went back to the old place, but I was like, no. I've already moved everything else in. Let me have something comfortable to sleep on. It was actually a pretty good mattress. And speaking of mattresses, impeachment. I have not been reading my Washington Post on this, because this is like the second impeachment I've lived through. I'm not trying to sound old, but let's face it, anyone still alive, this is their second impeachment. It used to be every couple hundred years. I don't even remember. I think the first one was the 1800s. And then we had Lewinsky Gate in the 90s, and now this one. Really? But it has, we all know how I feel about the Orange Man. Frankly, he wants to do something. He says he's determined and he's going to stick with it. And you prove anyone can be president. So, yeah, hopefully this stuff will be in order. I did go out and vote earlier, I think it was around Halloween, because here in North Carolina there was early election. So while I was at one of my writing groups, I went downstairs and I fulfilled my civic duty. And I encourage anyone who is able to vote to actually vote. I'm not telling you who to vote for, because everybody, I don't even, besides the incumbent, I don't know who's going to be on other U.S. parties' tickets. Some say don't vote third party, but I feel like this. The Republicans used to be, back in the day, I mean, like around the 1850s or so, the Republican Party was a third party. Like, everybody likes to forget that. They are not the original party, like one of the original parties in America. I think it was like the Whigs or something. But the Democrats, they have been here since the founding of the U.S. Constitution. I mean, if I'm wrong, you can call or email, or you can email me and correct me, but I was a history minor. So, yeah. Anyway, I just am burned out. I may just read my Washington Post subscription for their version of Modern Love, because for those who don't know, the Modern Love column in the New York Times, the Washington Post has a similar, Datelab, that's it, I just remembered the name. So they have their version called Datelab about people going on dates, and I enjoy reading it. Also, that was an obituary I wanted to catch up on. But again, I do have a subscription to the Washington Post that I enjoy reading. I probably should have just paid for an annual one, but another topic, another day. And the other topic is what I was working on listening to 90s R&B. I don't know how many of my listeners are writers, but this is my third year doing National Novel Writing Month. And for those who don't know, it's when you're writing 50,000 words in a month. It's a level of masochism. This is my third time. I did finish the other two by some miracle of coffee. And this year, I am just like, what? Why? I'm not even at the halfway point. I haven't even crossed the 20,000 mark. It's going to be a miracle if I actually finish this year. Well, for this year's. But it is a great way to write, because much like ELG, doesn't matter if it's good. You don't have to publish it. You can just keep it on your computer, and you get a nice certificate. And it's not one of those participation certificates. It's like, no, you worked for this. If you can write that many, pop out that many words, you earned that certificate. So that is my goal. And the Boyz II Men, because let's face it, they were the biggest R&B, one of the biggest R&B groups in the 90s. And I re-fell in love with their two albums. That was not the only 90s R&B I was listening to, by the way. I was listening to some Brian McKnight and some Escape, Deborah Wilson, Whitney Houston's My Love Is Your Love. I actually grew to appreciate that album. And it's not just because she's dead. But you can tell when making that album, she was going through some stuff with Bobby, but she took him back because of her. You can look at her remake of Stevie Wonder's I Was Made to Love Him, which I actually like, even though she changed the words around. But in her case, it's like, okay, you Whitney. That's the like that man to be parody of her. So, yeah. And also going back to the original topic about Thanksgiving, it's the last mainstream, even though it's not really popular, holiday of the fall. I love fall. But it's funny because Thanksgiving is not my favorite holiday, and it has nothing to do with what happened to the Native Americans. It has more to do with the fact that I just like Halloween more. I get to dress up on Halloween. You know, there's candy. And it just got the 90-second mark. It's like the only candy on Thanksgiving is leftover Christmas candy. It's not like there's specially wrapped candy for Thanksgiving. Like, I don't see any candy with, like, pilgrim hats or shaped like corn. It's like, you get candy corn, but it's like, either way, candy corn you're getting for Thanksgiving, it's just like a fall candy. Doesn't even count. But there are parts of it I like about Thanksgiving. Hanging out with my friends / loved ones and the food. I don't watch football. Oh, and the Macy's Day Parade sometimes. I would love to actually see that in person. But again, I'm from the South. I really don't like cold. If it's a, like air conditioned on cold where it's hot outside and I'm in a cool building, yeah. But I don't want to be outside and cold. So as romantic as the idea is, I'm going to a Thanksgiving Day parade and experiencing that is like, it's cold in New York at this time of year. So, probably not going to happen for me. But I do appreciate you guys listening to Ramble. I just got the 10-second mark, and thank you for listening. Enjoy your Thanksgiving if I don't talk to you later. Bye.